Reading and listening for gist. It is not always necessary to understand every word you read or hear to understand the gist of what is being said. Gist is a general idea about something. It's what we commonly refer to as the main theme. Gist is found embedded in a passage, story, or text. Reading for gist is a form of skimming, reading something quickly, pushing through words that are unfamiliar, and completing a sentence or passage. The goal of skimming is exactly the same, to find the theme or main topic. To achieve this, attentive, non-distracted listening is enormously important, especially in healthcare because it contributes to accuracy and safe, competent care. The use of stories and story activities are proven methods of teaching language comprehension and improving vocabulary. For example, narratives, or stories, are accounts given by patients or health professionals that describe the circumstances around patient health issues. Understanding the gist of those conversations helps us to paint the picture of what is going on. Once we have gotten the gist, we move to determining the specifics. Additionally, discovering a theme in the context of a healthcare narrative offers relevance for you, the reader. Because it's meaningful for you in some way, it increases the likelihood that you will acquire new terminology and incorporate where, when, and how to use it. To develop the skill of reading for gist, the textbook Medical Language Terminology and Context includes a feature called Reflective Questions after many of the patient updates. These ask you to draw meaning from what was read in advance of presenting and teaching key terms. The task of these reflective questions is to assess your ability to understand gist. For example, you might be asked to recall what the main theme was, what the setting was, who was there, or why. As you can see, listening for gist is a method of language acquisition that focuses more on the general flow of a passage rather than new or difficult medical terminology. In this case, it is more important to listen to entire passages or narratives rather than one sentence at a time to find the greater meaning of what is being said. When listening for gist, reading along should not be done first. Your ear must become accustomed to hearing and recognizing new medical terms in their proper contexts. The best method of developing this skill is to read something for yourself aloud or silently. Once that has been accomplished and you have reflected on and determined the gist, then feel free to go back and read it again or read along with someone who is reading aloud. This will confirm and support what you have learned. Please feel free to use this method of listening without reading along with all of the dialogues, narratives, and passages found in the textbook. Then, stretch your listening for gist skills by practicing with the audio resources found at medicallanguagelab.com. A note about reading along. While reading along as someone reads aloud is an excellent learning strategy, it can, at times, also prove quite a distractor. You may find yourself getting caught up on a word unfamiliar to you and lose pace with the reader. Or you may find the reader doing so and you rush on ahead through the next piece of the text. Either way, the goal of reading for gist is impaired. In closing, there is scientific evidence that supports reading and listening as sound learning approaches to language acquisition. Research provides concrete evidence that the more a person reads, the better they do academically. The more you are exposed to speech that uses new terms, the greater your vocabulary will become. This has ramifications for learning medical terminology. The more you read and listen in the genre of medicine and healthcare, the greater your medical vocabulary and knowledge become.